Okay, we're here at Studio 6 Music in Witham on a cold Sunday afternoon in October. I'm delighted to be joined by MX Tyrants. Hello, MX Tyrants.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
We have met before, haven't we? Because obviously you've all experienced professionals. You've been doing lots of stuff musically. But I think we've got to start by talking a little bit about Joanne Joanne, shall we? Because you've been into Phoenix before.
We have.
About 5 years ago, I think it was.
It probably was about 5 years,
that's
wasn't
been
it?
Yeah.
So how did you all get together? Were you all in Joanne Joanne?
All apart from Catherine the drummer.
I wasn't born then.
Okay, so how did you all get together? Obviously, the three of you got together long before MX Tyrant started.
Myself and Charlie were in another band called The Nuns.
Yeah.
And we, because we had the idea to do Joanne Joanne, and then when we were doing Joanne Joanne, which in case anyone hasn't heard the amazing previous session, is an all-female Joanne Joanne covers band. And then we just decided to do our own stuff as well because we sounded so great, basically.
But I have to add that me and Charlie go way back, don't we, Charlie? To our early 20s, which, you know, you can work out how way back that might be. We were in a band called Frantic Spiders, weren't we?
Yeah.
From Exeter, except I wasn't from Exeter.
And we were, you know, we were nothing like this kind of band, no. Shall I say. But when myself and Lolo decided to form Joanne Joanne, and we were like, thing is, it's going to be really hard to find someone who plays like John Taylor. And I said, I tell you what, there was this girl, Jo, who used to play in my first band, and she played a bit like John Taylor. I don't know if she likes Joanne Joanne. And we called her up, and that was how she taught herself to play the bass.
by listening to John Taylor, not by Charlie Corman.
And do her hair. Yeah.
And you've been in several bands as well, haven't you? I mean, Charlie particularly, I've seen you live a couple of times over the summer as well.
Oh, really? Which ones?
Salad?
Yeah.
So you're now a fully fledged member of the Live Salad band again, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we're actually writing again now. We're going to do a new album next year, so... Yeah, we got together just to do some gigs, and it was just the first thing we did in the first rehearsal was a new song. So,
right.
Yeah.
And Catherine, how did you actually manage to join MX Tyrants?
I managed to. You phoned me, didn't you, Joe?
I might have emailed you. Actually.
It may have been a casual email. they needed a drummer, and I was at the end of a long list.
That's not true. She's our
first. We know her socially.
Were you in other bands before?
Yes, I was in a band called The Great Apes, which was a me and four monkey men doing sort of mashup covers.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. Smelly.
Okay. Didn't expect that. Okay, so
no one did.
Let's talk a little bit about MX Tyrants, because the sound does sound Duran-y. Is it an opportunity for you to carry on the Joanne Joanne idea, but with your own song?
Definitely influenced by it. I don't think we actually sit down and think, right, we need to write a song that sounds like Joanne Joanne. But obviously we have the same musicians and the same instruments.
And it did naturally come out of that, because we would be rehearsing with Joanne Joanne and think we've got a really good sound, and we all play this kind of style really well, and we just kind of start jamming a bit together and coming up with a few ideas, and thought we should actually have a band doing originals like this. It's just, yeah.
And also we ran out of songs, because we only really wanted to play the first couple of albums. So once we finished all of those, like, well, let's just write the third album they never wrote, because they changed. And then John got all messed up on drugs, and so we thought, well, we'll take over, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so we didn't get all messed up.
No, luckily.
Okay, tell us a little bit about, I'm actually curious to know what an MX Tyrant is.
We're called MX Tyrant because I liked the idea of some initials, and it's not that it's just down to me, but I'm the most tyrannical about the fact that it's MX. It was just, you know how it is. You start throwing words together, you start going, no, that's rubbish, that's been taken. And then I think you said, Joe, something strong like tyrants might be good.
The tyrants came from the Barbarella reference.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, because that's what Anita Pallenberg's character is called in Barbarella. And of course, Duran Duran got their name from Barbarella.
And
as well.
We are quite fierce, aren't we?
We are quite tyrannical, yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Apart from Catherine.
Okay, now the band's been together a year or two, a couple of years, something like that, is it?
2 years.
It's hard to tell where we actually started, you know. And
if we're still going, sometimes.
but you have had a busy year, haven't you? Because you've been writing and recording an EP, which is out now, I believe, and been recording a video as well. So how did that all go?
Good. We were climbing around trees and waking up under them and generally larking around. I believe the video's out in the next week or so.
Now, you played four songs for us today, so can you tell us a little bit about each of the songs?
Oh, gosh. One of them isn't ours.
One of them is a cover of a cover of a cover, isn't it, Lola?
Yeah, it is.
Which one?
Criminal World is best known for being on David Bowie's Let's Dance album, but is a cover of a song by a band called Metro from the 70s.
Right.
And the rest of them are all ours, yeah.
Sycamore Semaphore is also an indirect result of another band that myself and Lola are in called The Fallen Women, which is an all-female karaoke band playing songs by The Fall.
Oh, right.
And one of the misinterpreted lyrics that Lolo had to figure out and didn't know what it was, she decided it was Sycamore Semaphore.
It was in Greek. It was all Greek to me.
But
no, I actually don't know what she's singing, but it sounded like Sycamore Semaphore to me, so I decided I would steal that.
Good reason.
One of the things as well, we're not going to keep going on about Duran Duran all the time, for goodness sake, but one of the things that we do similarly is that we do write the songs very much organically and very much together. So we can sort of, any one of us can bring in a hook or a riff or a melody and then bring that in, and then it sort of develops from there. So
mutually
each of those tracks.
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of them literally just develop in the studio. One of our songs, we finished Sycamore Semaphore when we were recording it, actually, didn't we?
Yeah, pretty much. We added bits to it as we were recording it.
Yeah. It's really a very, very nice way to work.
It's very much a group effort. Yeah. It's not a case of somebody saying, listen to this. You've already got all your instruments ready and say, you should start riffing, basically.
In practice, what it means is we get a really good verse, and then we keep playing it every week, and then we go, there's got to be another bit for this, and we keep arguing about what the next chord is, and then someone plays a random chord and goes, oh, that'll go really good well with that bit, and then it sounds brilliant.
Which is why it took a year to make our second EP.
Okay, so what does the future hold for the band? Is it a project that you're going to keep going, and you're planning to do more writing, recording, gigging?
Yes, definitely. And we would like some offers of some more gigs.
I think we should support LCD Sound System. Yeah. I was just thinking, like, their most recent album in particular, we would compliment them very well.
If they're listening.
Well, I'm sure they're listening, so hopefully they'll get in touch with us. We'll pass your details on. But have you got any plans to do any more recording or writing?
Well, yes, I think we better write some songs first. That's probably the way that it goes.
Although, who can say? Yes, true.
You know what happened last time?
What happened last time?
Well, the fact that Sycamore Semaphore, we just went in and it was a sketch.
Yes.
And then we went.
What would be great would be to have like a week in a sort of residential recording studio.
We'd
make the next 20 years worth of music if we did that, wouldn't we?
Pretty much,
And then you can start. Well, you've played a couple of live gigs recently, haven't you?
Mm.
Was it the Loud Women? And
Loud Women are one of our major supporters, and we played at their second birthday party with some other excellent Loud Women.
Yep.
Some of whom have names that we shouldn't really say on the radio.
Well, we can always edit it out, but yeah, let's leave it there. Okay. If people like what they hear today, where can they find out more about you?
Well, on the internet, if you go to www.google.com and you type in MX Tyrant...
With a capital MX.
Yes. Then it will probably take you to... We've got a Bandcamp, we've got a Facebook, we've got a
CD
YouTube,
Baby, Twitter.
We've got all the medias,
One do you use most, and which one do you just forget about?
Probably Faceache, isn't it? Probably
use Faceache the most. Yes, we've only just started Instagram, so we're kind of getting the ball rolling with Instagram.
Yeah, but certainly, if they wish to hear the tracks in their pure, unadulterated form, they should go to Bandcamp. If they want to, CDBaby.com. Apologies for that mistake.
Sorry, I can edit you out.
That lapse in professionalism.
If they want to know when we're doing gigs, etc., probably Facebook. And if they just want to look at some videos, YouTube, you know, I think that's basically got it all covered.
Mm.
Yeah. Start with Facebook and then we can find everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Meander okay. out from there.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Joe and Catherine, Lolo and Charlie, thank you very much for
thank
having
you.
A chat
thank
with us
today. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to catching up with you soon. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.